The only way to find your right crowd is to be your authentic self. Your only way to establish who you are, your craft, to advance and to evolve, is to do it by being yourself, your true and authentic self. Because in doing that, you will find the people that honor you, respect you, and love you for who you are. And not necessarily what you can provide or what you seem to be. It's super important that we understand this, because on our journeys, it's so challenging sometimes, and it can seem like we should just conform to the circumstances around us, or present ourselves in a different way that we've seen others present themselves in order to gain respect or attention or whatever it may be. But truly, one of the best ways to have this sense of fulfillment in what we do is to also do it wholeheartedly in who we are truly in those moments of our life. Because as we do the work, whatever that work may be, and we start to gain that respect, that those friendships, that notoriety, whatever it may be, and we do it by being who we are, honestly, it's more rewarding than if we had to put on the front to get there. So I just want to encourage you that when you are your authentic self, you may be presented with challenges and people that might come in and not actually like you. They might not want to do work with you. They might not see you as somebody that is a part of their inner circle or who they want to do business with. But that does not mean something is wrong with you. Of course, we always want to be mindful and do our self-reflections to see if there's things that we can improve. But the more you are your authentic self, and you seem to have some individuals that don't necessarily agree with you or want to work with you, it's phenomenal, because now you eliminate them from this mental cycle of trying to figure out who's for you and who's not, right? So they're no longer involved in that thought process of trying to figure them out. Now you know, because when you be who you are, you want to find your group, your tribe, your village, your community, because there's a group of people strictly for you. Like, they literally need you and what you bring to the table by existing in this world, right? So don't be discouraged. The more no's you get, the closer you get to a yes. The more people you find that don't necessarily appreciate you, the more you can go and find the people that do, because there is a group of people that appreciate you and that will honor you because of what you bring to the table from being who you are. One of the things we always have to remember is that we are not created to be liked by people, and we're not created to be liked by everyone. We're created to be of service and to support and help a certain group of people. We're created for a certain group that will be able to take to our words, our information, our experiences, our knowledge, right? And they'll take to it. They'll eat it up. They're just waiting on it, right? But everybody won't do that. So don't worry about everyone. Don't worry about trying to be there for everyone. Find your group, your tribe, your village, your community, and be there for them. And once you find that group, that tribe, double down on what you provide and the services that you do. So then, you know, you could then seize that more of that opportunity of fulfillment and purpose. Peace and love.